Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Business Card Boyfriend by Krista Sandor, narrated by Monica King. 1. Haley.
Haley, you've got some nipple action going on, babe.
Nipple action?
Wait, what?
Haley Higgins exclaimed, dropping the cherry licorice twist she was about to eat onto the dressing room table. She clutched her cell and stared at the woman on the other end of the video chat. Panic flooded her system. Her palms grew sweaty. The phone bobbled between her hands like a digital hot potato. After a few precarious wobbles, she regained control and zeroed in on her picture on the top corner of the cell's screen. Her face matched the color of her auburn hair, but her flushed cheeks were the least of her problems. She inspected her cleavage, and there it was. The rogue nipple peeking out like the booby version of a peeping Tom. She could not be flashing her nips. Not today. Not on her wedding day. Wiggling from side to side, she flicked her gaze from the cell phone screen and frowned at her reflection in a chipped mirror. With a jagged crack down the center, it resembled a prop straight out of a horror movie. In an act of fashion desperation, she wrestled with the bustline of her figure-hugging dress, attempting to negotiate a ceasefire with her C-cups, reminding them that they were dealing with a budget-friendly polyester version of satin, a fabric that wouldn't take kindly to any booby diva misbehavior. She shimmied and shook, channeling a seizing mermaid while sucking in her stomach, like she took pleasure in tormenting her internal organs. She winced.
This is so tight, I had to go commando, and I shouldn't have eaten all that cherry licorice. It can't be helping with the fit. I wish I wasn't a licorice stress eater, she lamented, executing another shimmy shake as the ivory fabric rose a forgiving inch.
She wiped her wrist across her damp forehead and breathed a sigh of relief. Nipple crisis averted. Marginally satisfied with the coverage, she was about to return her attention to the video call when something flickered in her peripheral vision. She glanced around the event center's bare-bones bride's room and eyed a piece of torn wallpaper. The faded floral strip quivered beneath an oscillating fan's weak puffs of air. The blades creaked, guiding the stagnant air in another direction, and the strip went limp. Haley took a step toward the drooping paper. Something was written on it. One sentence. He's not meant for you.
Yikes! That wasn't a message any bride wanted to read on her wedding day?
Then again, a place called Stew's Weddings and Funerals for Less wasn't exactly her dream venue either. But it was the best she could do on short notice and a meager budget. Haley took a bite of her cherry licorice twist and focused on the video call with the woman who'd been her best friend since grade school.
Is he?
She whispered, like she was trying to keep that torn wallpaper from hearing their conversation.
Do I look like a hooker bride?
Isabella, Izzy Adair's brow creased. She chewed her lip, then tucked a golden lock of hair behind her ear. Was the woman buying herself some time to come up with an answer? Haley checked her reflection again. Did Izzy's hesitation mean she did look like a hooker bride? The mortification inferno roasting her cheeks intensified.
Iz, talk to me.
No, Hales.
Izzy assured her.
You don't look like a hooker bride. I'm simply surprised to see you in that body-hugging, boobalicious number. Last time we talked, you said you wanted a modest neckline. You emailed me a pic a few days ago. That boat neck dress with the cute three-quarter sleeves looked great on you.
Oh, she wished Izzy could be with her. But with her bestie crusading for endangered species and protecting natural habitats across the globe, video chat was how they'd connected over the last few years. And they'd been logging in quite a few hours since Grant, her former boyfriend and now present fiancé, had proposed 2 weeks ago, which wasn't much time to find a dress. Haley tugged the clingy fabric.
That dress was my favorite, but let me guess, Izzy interjected, her expression souring.
Grant didn't like it.
Haley plastered on a plastic smile.
He did like it, but he liked this one better.
Okay, that was a lie. Grant hated the boat neck dress. He thought it was frumpy. But what was so wrong with taking her fiancé's advice and choosing something that made him happy? It was called kindness.
Izzy pursed her lips.
Uh-huh.
Haley mirrored her best friend's expression and pointed the licorice twist at the phone.
I can hear the disapproval in your voice, Isabel Adair.
I know that's not your real smile, Haley Higgins, Izzy tossed back.
Haley locked onto her friend's gaze, then looked away, cracking first.
I like to think it was sweet that Grant took an interest in the dress selection.
Izzy's expression softened.
All right, I'll give him one begrudging point for that.
Her friend's lack of enthusiasm for Grant wasn't a secret. But Izzy had never been impressed with anyone she'd dated. Still, how was she supposed to find the man of her dreams if she didn't date? She'd been searching for true love since she could say the words.
Haley flashed puppy dog eyes at the screen. I need you to be happy for me. I've always wanted a relationship like my mom and dad.
The thought of her parents mooning over each other lifted the weight off her shoulders as if the drab dressing room momentarily became a brighter place.
And you're sure Grant's the guy?
Izzy asked. Haley peered at her diamond ring. It didn't sparkle quite as much since he'd slid it onto her finger during a commercial break while they watched some TV show about vintage sports cars.
She'd kept that nugget from Izzy, too.
Hales?
Yes, Grant is...
A tickle in her throat halted her reply.
She coughed.
Why are you asking me this now?
I'm not trying to upset you. I love you, and you love love.
What does that mean?
Your obsession with reading that love and relationship website you started going gaga over in college. What's it called? Stardust Romance? Or is it called Yes, I Guess?
It's Shooting Stars Love Stories on the I Said Yes website, Haley corrected, pretty much making Izzy's point that she was a little obsessed with it.
Izzy's brow furrowed.
What is it?
Haley asked, pretty sure she knew what her friend would say.
You've got the biggest heart of anyone I know, Hales. You deserve a love story worthy of that site. I want to make sure you see the full picture with Grant.
What's so bad about believing in people?
Haley shot back, her voice rising an anxious octave.
Sure, Grant can be a little distant, but nobody's perfect. I'm certainly not. And I'm tired of dating. I've kissed so many frogs. Why couldn't Grant be my Prince Charming? He's great. And he's doing well at his new sales job. He enjoys the work and spends quite a bit of time with his coworker, Joe. They often work through the night. He's doing this for me, for us, and for our future.
Izzy raised an eyebrow.
He said that?
Haley popped the last bite of the cherry twist into her mouth and tugged at her bus line.
Not in those exact words. But he wants to marry me. Nobody's wanted me like that before.
She paused, her throat growing thick with emotion.
What was I supposed to say when he proposed? I couldn't say no.
Her friend glanced off screen.
Isabel?
Haley said softly. The woman's brows knit together as her concerned expression returned.
Didn't he propose because he wants to buy a dented Porsche 911 from the 90s off some dusty used car lot? And he thinks married people get better car insurance rates? Isn't that why he fast-tracked the wedding?
Ugh, she'd forgotten she'd shared that with Izzy. Haley's plastic smile widened.
That might have been the reason we started discussing marriage, but it's not the only reason he cares for me. And the dent on the driver's side door isn't so terrible. Grant says it's an easy repair.
A coppery taste invaded her mouth. She grabbed a water bottle from her bag and took a gigantic swig.
We'll grow into our love story.
Did she believe that, or was she saying it to appease Izzy?
Of course she believed it. She had to believe it. Haley Higgins believed in love, even before discovering the website's love stories. Since she was a girl, she'd pined away for an all-encompassing, heart-thumping, pulse-pumping whirlwind of a romance. Just because she and Grant weren't on that level yet didn't mean they couldn't get there. She silenced the part of her that fantasized about being swept off her feet and focused on her friend.
Come on, Iz. I don't have anyone else to cheer me on today.
she didn't. She'd lost her parents a few weeks before she started college. Besides some wayward extended family she'd never met on her dad's side, her mom and dad were all she had. With Izzy overseas, she didn't have any guests waiting in the chapel to watch her get married. Thanks to Grant's ever-changing career choices, they'd moved 3 times during their 11-month courtship. That's how they'd landed in a dusty town in southwest Kansas 5 months ago. She couldn't expect friends from high school and college to drop their plans to attend a wedding with 2 weeks' notice. As for Grant's parents, they were currently on a cruise to Acapulco. That's what Grant told her, and she had to take him at his word. She'd never met or spoken to them. When she suggested inviting Joe, Grant rejected the idea. She lifted her chin. She couldn't dwell on the negatives. She had to stay positive. There were good parts to her current situation. Moving wasn't that bad, especially for someone with a degree in elementary education. She could always pick up substitute teaching jobs here and there. Would she love to settle down and have her own classroom? Yes, but kids were kids, and she loved what she did no matter where she did it. As long as she and Grant were together, she'd be fine. No, better than fine. She'd be terrific. And soon, she'd be happily married to a man with a Porsche. Not that she cared much about cars. Her little sedan, rocking nearly 100,000 miles, suited her just fine. But Grant liked cars, and she supported him in his endeavors like a good partner should. Yes, that was it. She was supportive. That was a quality worthy of the I Said Yes website. But did Grant support her? As the thought materialized, a prickle spider crawled down her spine like she was being watched. She peered at the torn bit of wallpaper. It flickered as if it were desperate for her attention. It was a silly piece of old paper, nothing more. Still, her heart sank. She scanned the dreary room and inhaled the scent of mildew and floor wax. Even with a boatload of positivity, she had to admit this wasn't how she'd pictured her wedding day. Stop. She couldn't go down that road. An unpredictable life was an exciting life. Her parents had met in an adorably unconventional way. The stars had aligned to bring them together. What did it matter if she was getting married at a place called Stu's Weddings and Funerals for Less? Who would care if the initial talk of getting hitched was triggered by a fire engine red sports car built in 1997 that was on hold until noon today? 30 years from now, she wouldn't be worrying about the aesthetics. She'd be too much in love. Yes, that was it. Love would persevere. Today is the day my life will change forever. I'm chasing the dream of having a relationship like what my parents shared. Izzy offered her a grin, but its warmth didn't quite reach her eyes. I know, honey. I hope you get exactly what you want today. And I'm sorry I can't be there. Another wave of emotion hit, and Haley blinked back tears. You don't have to apologize. You're protecting animals. I can't think of a better reason to miss a wedding. Izzy leaned in. Did you bring the jar? The mere mention of the treasured item had Haley smelling pickles and eased her apprehension. She pointed herself at the 1 gallon glass vessel and studied the slips and scraps etched with scribbled text stored inside. The sunlight filtered through a grimy window and illuminated the unique snippets of paper. Nothing was uniform about the textured fragments besides the flecks of pink and purple dotting the cream to ecru in wheat-colored bits of fibrous paper. As a girl, she'd remove the lid and dip her fingers into the sea of fibrous textured goodness. Haley traced a heart on the glass. It's like having my parents with me. I've been thinking about them a lot with the wedding planning. Izzy rested her chin on her fist, her grin now reaching her eyes. Your dad sure was crazy about your mom. How many notes are in that pickle jar? Haley started in on drawing her second invisible heart, warmth radiating through her chest. 222. And they're all on that special paper? Yes. There's something unique about it I've always loved, Haley replied, the muscles at the base of her neck relaxing.
It's got character, and my dad wouldn't use anything else for the jar notes. I guess that's why he kept the paper in a special box in his desk drawer.
Where'd he get it? I don't think I've ever asked.
An eccentric uncle on my dad's side would mail it to him. I found a lone sheet while clearing out the house after they passed away. I've kept it with me for the last 6 years. Today, I gave it to Grant.
To Grant?
Izzy exclaimed. I asked him to write me a note and tell me what our first kiss meant to him. Izzy fiddled with a lock of her blonde hair.
What did Grant write?
Haley shrugged. I don't know. I told him to give it to me at the altar before we got married. She glanced at the clock hanging cockeyed on the wall. A shot of adrenaline hit her system. And speaking of getting married, I have to go. I only have a few minutes before our wedding time slot.
Time slot?
Izzy repeated with a crease to her brow.
That's how it works at Stu's Weddings and Funerals for Less.
It took everything Haley had to say that with a straight face and keep her bottom lip from trembling. Buck up, girl. This was no time for wavering. Her love story started today. It had to.
A wedding was a wedding, even if it was being held at a dilapidated event center in a half-vacant strip mall. I love you, Hales,
Izzy said, her voice cracking.
I'll be in the field and out of cell range for the next week or so, but I'll be thinking of you. I'll call you the minute I can.
Haley brushed a tear from her cheek as the weight of this day sank in.
Love you too. Be safe.
The screen went black, and a heaviness hung in the musty air. With the oscillating fan in the corner clicking and rattling like it was gargling rocks, Haley attempted to center herself in the least zen room on the planet. Forget about the fan. Forget about the peeling wallpaper message. Teetering on the sky-high heels Grant picked out, she went to the table on the other side of the room, dropped her cell into her oversized canvas tote, and examined the contents. She needed to be prepared for what came next. Once she and Grant purchased the Porsche, he'd promised to take her to a bed and breakfast a few towns over. She'd thrown her clothes into his large overnight bag, but snuck a couple of packs of licorice and the lingerie she'd purchased for her wedding night into her tote. She fished around her purse, reaching past a stack of letters that had come in the mail yesterday. She'd worry about bills later. She pushed her makeup bag aside and spied the lacy panties that were sure to do a number on Grant tonight, her wedding night. The prickling sensation returned. Was that a normal reaction? It's nerves. Wedding day nerves, she whispered. She went to the mirror for another boob check and caught the jar out of the corner of her eye. Forgetting her bus line, she picked up the precious keepsake, closed her eyes, and unscrewed the lid. Like she'd done a million times before, she lowered her hand into the crush of paper and let fate decide which message she'd read. Reveling in the texture, she chose a remnant, opened her eyes, and skimmed the message. The breath caught in her throat. What was scribbled on the slip of paper had to be a sign. Julianne, she read, concentrating on the faded ink. The first time I kissed you, I knew.
Bang, bang, bang!
Haley shrieked and lost her grip on the jar. Panic tore through her as the container dropped an inch. She heaved forward and clutched the slippery glass to her bosom. This jar cannot break. Clenching with every ounce of strength, she didn't breathe. She didn't twitch. The only movement came from the gasping fan on electrical life support. She waited for a beat, then another, before loosening her grip. Thank God, she gushed, her heart pounding as she cradled the jar. She barely had a second to get her bearings when the door opened with a creaking whine. A tanned, crinkly-faced woman with pale blue eyes and a cigarette dangling from her hot pink lips surveyed the room.
I'm Flo. I'm the bridal consultant at Stu's Weddings and Funerals for Less,
the woman barked. Haley remained in her contorted position. Act normal. She released a feathery laugh.
Hi, Flo. I know who you are, Miss Higgins, the woman said and flicked ash onto the worn hardwood floor.
Haley nodded.
You probably saw me when my fiancé and I met with Stu to book the wedding ceremony. My fiancé had to step out and take a call. Perhaps you only saw me.
she replied again, taking note of the woman's unique eye color. Had they met before?
I don't worry about the scheduling. That's Stu's job. My job is to keep us running on schedule. And listen, Toots, I don't mess around. My sister is in town and we've got plans to take my granddaughter to the park. I'm not staying a second later than I have to. Do we understand each other?
Yikes.
We do, ma'am, she stammered, not wanting to inconvenience this fiery-tempered senior citizen.
Flo took a drag off her smoke.
Leave your creepy pickle jar and bag in the bride's room and push your titties back inside your dress. Unless you want to get married with them on display. We don't mind the kink around here, but it'll cost you another $20.
Haley gulped a breath of stale air as she caught her reflection in the mirror.
Heaven help her. What a sight.
The jar remained securely lodged between her dislodged cleavage. Blushing like a hooker bride, she set the jar on the dressing room table, then crossed her arms to shield her breasts.
I most definitely do not want to get married topless.
Flo exhaled a stream of smoke and shrugged.
And stuff your girls back inside your dress. We don't have all day. You like kids?
Haley blinked. Going from boobs to talking about children was quite a leap. But it was an easy question to answer.
Yes, very much. I love kids.
Flo's expression hardened.
Then you won't want me to keep my sister and grandbaby waiting.
No, ma'am,
Haley replied, wiggle-worming her breasts into place, which was significantly harder now that she'd broken out into a nervous sweat. Flapping her arms like a chicken to get some air circulating, she mouse-stepped toward the apoplectic fan and silently cursed the form-fitting gown. The wallpaper flickered, and she zeroed in on the faded flowers with the succinct message scrawled in black ink. He's not meant for you. A line that would never make it onto the I Said Yes webpage. Stop. Her vision grew glassy as an out-of-tune piano hammered out the first few notes of the Here Comes the Bride melody.
Is that for me?
She asked, ignoring the foreboding message.
Are you supposed to marry a sandy blonde named Nimrod?
It's Rimrod.
Haley teetered toward the door in the sky-high heels.
And yes, that's my fiancé, Grant Rimnod.
The old lady smirked. Haley disregarded the woman's reaction. It wasn't Grant's fault he had a last name that lent itself to mispronunciation.
If you're sure you want to marry the Nimrod, then the music's for you.
Haley stood there for a beat and glanced at the wallpaper strip.
You taking decorating notes, honey? Studying the wallpaper?
Flo tossed out, circled by a cloud of smoke.
No, I'm wasting time.
Flo supplied with a sly twist to her lips. Without another word, the woman headed down the hallway. In a flurry of clickety-clacks, Haley followed the tiny woman.
So, should I walk down the aisle now?
Flo dropped her spent smoke onto the scuffed floor and ground it out with the sole of her flip-flop.
Walk, skip, do a few cartwheels. I don't care how you get to the altar. If you want to do it nude, it's
$20 extra. I got it.
Haley supplied, exhaling a shaky breath as her nerves kicked in. Flo pursed her lips and gave her a once-over.
I have a feeling you're smarter than you look, but you don't look very comfortable.
Haley drank in her heaving cleavage and cringed before tugging at the bus line.
This dress isn't really me.
Flo cocked her head to the side.
Then who are you?
Haley parted her lips, but nothing came out. Not a peep. The wedding consultant shrugged and opened the door to the chapel, and the choppy piano music flooded into the hallway. Haley tried to steady herself as everything went topsy-turvy. The music was too loud. A flickering fluorescent light had her eyes twitching. The scent of stale cigarettes and sweat hung in the air. Flo thrust a bouquet of fake red roses into her hands.
Your fella's waiting at the altar with stew. Go marry your Nimrod.
Haley clutched the plastic stems.
Right, yes, this is my wedding day.
Unless you keep lollygagging, then you'll have to wait until next Thursday to get hitched.
Flo eyed her wristwatch and removed a pack of cigarettes from her pocket.
You've got 11 minutes before your time's up.
Haley swallowed past the lump in her throat. 11 minutes. Flo pressed a fresh cigarette between her lips and checked her watch. 10.
Back to clickety-clacking, Haley ignored the empty pews and sexy dress shuffled her way toward Grant. She'd expected him to greet her, but the man was glued to his phone. A series of beeps and pings cut through the jarring piano notes as he stood beside a droopy-faced officiant whose eyes were closed beneath his bushy gray brows. She nodded to a skinny old man playing the piano in a t-shirt printed with a tuxedo. At least somebody noticed her trip down the aisle. She switched to a sidestep, moving in time with the chimes emanating from Grant's cell, bobbing down the worn carpet in sync with the rhythm of the Here Comes the Bride tune.
Ping, 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 ping. Ping, 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 ping.
Who was he texting? Yet to acknowledge her, he kept his eyes on the device and raked his free hand through his hair. It was probably a work-related issue. He was always working. He was truly a dedicated employee.
Stew, wake up. It's go time, Flo hollered.
The droopy-faced man sputtered to life and wiped a bit of drool from his lip. Grant looked up like he'd been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. She waved to him, but he didn't wave back. Wide-eyed, the guy turned the shade of the faded wallpaper in the bride's room. Be positive. She slapped a grin on her face as he peered past her. What was he looking for? She was right there. She glanced over her shoulder. The space was empty. All that remained was a thin trail of Flo's lingering cigarette smoke. She focused on her fiancé. Was he okay? Could he be coming down with the flu? No, it had to be nerves. It was a monumental day, a massive milestone in their relationship.
Oh, hey, Grant sputtered, his gaze bobbing between her and his phone.
She maneuvered her polyester-bound body up the step to the orange shag altar and caught her breath. Mummy walking was no easy feat, but she'd made it. She gestured to his cell, then stretched her grin to the brink of splitting her lips.
I'll put it away, he stammered, shoving the device into his pocket.
Are we ready to begin?
Stu asked, rubbing his bloodshot eyes.
Not quite yet, she replied. She gazed at Grant. Don't you have something for me?
This was the moment her swoon-worthy love story would begin. Her fiancé's brows knit together.
The rings are in my pocket.
No, I'm talking about the special paper. I asked you to write about how you felt after our first kiss.
The guy grimaced.
Yeah, about that.
Yes? She whispered, eagerness coating the word.
I had to use that piece of paper for my gum.
The heady anticipation zinging through her body fizzled.
Your gum?
We've got a no-gum policy,
Stu explained, joining the conversation. Grant gave her a half-shrug.
Nothing I could do.
Where's the paper now? She eked out.
There. Grant pointed to a cracked stained glass window. Haley gasped as a man dumped the contents of a trash can into the back of a grimy garbage truck. Her mouth opened and closed like a flounder before she could speak.
My dad's paper is in there?
She whispered as the trash collector hopped into the truck's cab and headed down the street. She studied her fiancé's vacant expression. It had to be an honest mistake. There had to be a way forward.
Did you write to me on another sheet of paper?
Grant recycled his grimace and inhaled a tight, hissing breath.
I was pretty drunk the night I met you. I couldn't narrow down our first kiss.
A bead of perspiration trailed between her breasts.
You didn't seem that drunk. You were at the bar with some friends. You'd said you'd only had a few beers.
And mixed drinks and shots. And this stuff my pal made in his mom's bathtub.
Grant countered, counting the alcoholic beverages on his fingers.
I guess I forgot to mention that.
Haley shifted her stance. Her dress was getting tighter by the second.
But you remember the night we met in Phoenix, don't you?
Yeah,
the man offered, but a tinge of doubt seeped into his tone. She pressed her hand to her chest, ignoring his shaky reply.
Good.
Well,
I recall...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?